This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb from the Cafe Electric Aircraft Symposium in Santa Rosa, and I'm talking with Chip Yates from Flight of the Century, and he's got some updates on his project. He set a speed record in an electric aircraft about a year or so ago, and now he's working on some new things. So, Chip, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Well, things have not been static. We have been tearing the airplane apart after our exciting barely landing. After setting the record, we went 202 miles an hour in electric airplane, and we thought that was good but not great, and so we've torn the airplane down, made a lot of improvements and modifications, and we're getting ready to fly it again on top of the speed stuff, which is fun, and it's kind of crowd-pleasing things. We have some legitimate research that's also been done, and we have modified the airplane with a front-mounted recharging probe. So imagine a probe and drogue mid-air refueling arrangement that the military uses. We've actually taken that technology and adapted to an electric airplane. And so the new Long Easy that we're going to fly that's all electric will have the ability to be recharged mid-air, and you can look for us to be doing that in the next month or two.
Okay, and you're also working on electric UAVs?
Exactly. When we set the record, we did it near China Lake, which is the Naval Air Weapons Station out in the California desert. Wonderful place to test, and it's kind of where a lot of pioneering things have happened in aerospace technology. And they noticed that the heat signature of our airplane was very low because it's an electric motor. It's very efficient. It wasn't making much heat. So they came over to us and said, why don't you guys work with us to develop a new aircraft, perhaps a UAV, that uses an electric powertrain to avoid detection by enemy infrared sensors. So, you know, those shoulder-fired missiles that the bad guys use to shoot down our airplanes all of a sudden would be unable to lock on to an all-electric UAV. So we think this would help make our troops safer, as well as giving us an opportunity to stretch our legs in electric airplane design and keep America at the forefront of developing new technologies, especially as it relates to new propulsion systems and electric powertrains.
Now, you said you're heading off today to pick up a new battery pack. I wonder what, can you tell me more about that, and also what you have in mind for Oshkosh this year?
Yeah, we're literally leaving this CAFE Foundation meeting, which is up here in the Bay Area, and we're driving across the bay to San Carlos, and we're picking up a new battery pack for the electric airplane. You see, when we set the record, we used the battery pack in the airplane that was out of my electric motorcycle, and it was quite old and tired and, frankly, a little too small to power an electric airplane. So we got away with that flight, and we were thankful for that, and we retired that battery pack, and we've developed a new one. And the new battery pack is a little bit heavier, but it's going to be 80 amp hours, it's going to be 450 volts, and it's able to put out 600 amps continuously, which is important for us to be able to go 250 miles an hour in an electric airplane, which is my goal. So we're going to pick that up this week, and in about a week or two, you can expect to see the electric airplane flying. Talking to the officials at Oshkosh. Of course, we were there last year. It was a huge honor and amazing to be at an air show that has 500,000 people, and it was, I'll never forget it as long as I live. They have graciously invited us back this year, and the question would be, do we bring the electric airplane and perhaps fly it for the crowd, or do I just come and give a presentation on the things we've learned from the mid-air recharging, which we will have attempted prior to Oshkosh. So it's really going to be exciting to see what we're able to bring to Oshkosh this year and what we're able to share with people about the state of technology of electric airplanes.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Chip.
Thanks, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.